Hi, friends. I'm Leanne Heiss, and this is episode 90 of the Moms in Prayer podcast. Today's guests are a mother-daughter duo who are making waves praying for moms in the middle of the night. The Midnight Moms Prayer Group has reached hundreds of thousands of moms via Facebook and Instagram. And today we're going to talk about those times of motherhood when you're up when you want to be sleeping and praying when you feel wrung out. I'm sure you're going to want today's show notes, and those are available on the blog at momsinprayer.org. Would you do us a favor and leave us a review in your podcast app? It may take a minute of exploration to figure out how, but it really is an organic way to grow our reach, and we would so appreciate it. We love seeing your feedback and when our guests and conversations resonate with you. Now, let's get started with today's guests, the Midnight Moms, Becky Thompson and Susan Pitts. Well, Becky and Susan, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast.
Thank you so much for having us.
Hey, thank you.
It's so fun to have you guys here. Why don't you guys introduce yourself to our audience?
Absolutely. Well, I'm Becky Thompson, and I've been married to my husband, Jared, for, I keep saying 15 years, for like the last 3 years. So more than 10, less than 15, somewhere in there. And I've got three kids, Colton, Cadence, and Jackson. And my oldest is 10 and my youngest is 5. So that's my story. And then...
So you're in it right now. Oh. These are busy mom years.
I'm in the thick of it.
You are. And Susan, you're here with us too.
I am. I'm Susan Pitts, and I've been married to my husband, Mark, for over 40 years. And I have two adult daughters, Beth and Becky, and three grandbabies that Becky just named off. So I'm in it as a nana.
I love nanas. Actually, we love nanas. One of the things that I'm so excited for our friends to hear about today is that not only are you guys moms, but you're praying moms as well.
That's right. So we started a movement called Midnight Mom Devotional, which started as just a little place for moms to check in the middle of the night and encourage each other in those midnight hours, you know, whether they have a sick kid or a nursing baby or whatever it is. And it just grew to this opportunity to pray for moms in all walks of life, in all seasons and circumstances. And we bring both of our perspectives on motherhood through the generations.
I love the generational aspect too, because the middle of the night, what is it about the middle of the night that just brings all of our fears and insecurities and all that mama stuff right up to the top?
You know, that's the truth, because it's when we've pushed everything down all day and sort of set all of our own feelings or thoughts or fears off to the side, and something about that quiet house in the midnight hours just lets everything come right up to the surface. And then what do? Everybody we know is asleep. We can't process with anybody. We can't say, this is how I'm feeling. But the truth is, most of us feel the same way. And it's so good that we have each other and a God who meets us right there in the quiet.
Mm-hmm. I remember doing some of my very best praying hours in the middle of a rocking chair with a baby on my lap. Susan, do you think that the mommy fears have changed over the last, you know, couple of decades?
I think that they are the same, but I think our social media and our interconnection has amplified them. I think that every fear that we have generationally had since I was a young mama, I think that those fears just become more pronounced as they're sort of emphasized on social media sometimes. That's why I'm so glad that we have a place where moms can come and have those fears together. They face them together almost, and they're just comforted when they hear, I thought I was the only one, and they can take that to the Lord in prayer.
So good. Becky, it's important that we're using scripture to tell ourselves the truth in the middle of the night. What does that look like for you as a mom?
You know, I am one of those moms that I think having time set aside is great. I think that moms having their own relationship with the Lord, where they're undistracted is fantastic. But I also think that, especially in these little years, we have to make sure we're inviting our kids to the table. We have to make sure that when we're feeding ourselves from the word, we're breaking it down into bite-sized pieces that our kids can understand as well. So I'm a huge advocate for, if your quiet time isn't so quiet, keep having your time. If I'm sitting there and I'm reading through a devotional or I'm reading from my Bible, I want my kids to see and then be a part. And that's how prayer can stem from truth, because we know that ultimately the Word of God is the ultimate source for everything we need in our lives.
Okay, so how did this initiative, the Midnight Mom program, become a mother-daughter ministry?
Okay, so I'm an author. I've written books since 2016. And in the middle of writing all of the books and running sort of an online page on Facebook, just talking about life and this and that, I became overwhelmed. I couldn't do it all. And I think that as moms, it's one of the most important things to shout, "Help! I need help! Anybody, help!"
Isn't that the truth?
It is so true. But I have this beautiful gift in my mother, and I didn't even have to shout help. I just have to look at her like the, "I can't do it." And she came running. So she came running physically, and she came up to our little town where we lived. Back then, we lived about an hour and a half apart. Now we live about a day apart by car. But anyway, she would come and she would help and just be there and be present with everything I needed. But then it transitioned into this really cool thing where I had created a separate online Facebook page called the Midnight Mom Check-In, and I couldn't do it every night. I couldn't go through all the prayer requests on my own. And my mom said, "I love prayer and I love moms and I'll do this and let me help you." And so I sort of passed this baby off to her and said, "Will you please take care of this?" And for about a year, she managed the page on a year and a half. She managed the page on her own until one night she sat down to write the nightly prayer. And
so I have a little prayer room in my little house, and I love to describe it so people can see it in their heart. I tell people it's filled with beautiful artwork from famous artists and my grandchildren. And around my chair, I have stacked Bibles and devotionals and books I've loved and books I plan to love. And one night I was sitting in my prayer room, in my prayer little chair, and I was praying, and I just all of a sudden, just like a little ticker counter, I saw this number start to go from, I think we had 20,000, and it went to 200,000. And I thought, "Wow, I wonder what the Lord's going to do next."
And when you say you saw that, you mean you were just kind of praying, and it was like a thought that came into your mind.
Yes, it was a thought that came into my mind that God was going to do something in multiplication, a special way for our praying mamas. And that very week, it just, whatever happened, the Lord put the wind of his spirit on it, his breath, and it began to multiply. And we started having 30,000, 40,000, 50,000 new followers every month, really. It's just been, and it's been growing ever since. So it's exciting what the Lord did. And we started praying nightly like that. And then Becky, that's when I said, "I can't do this anymore," because by myself, because we're getting thousands of prayer requests every night.
Yeah.
I said, "We're getting thousands, sister, and we're going to have to do this together." So we became the Midnight Mom team.
And I stepped back in, and now it's so fun because we don't plan our nightly prayers that we post weeks in advance or even really days in advance. We send a text message or call each other at about 7 o'clock at night and say, "What mom has God put on your heart? Is there a specific mom, a mom in a specific season or situation?" And then we just write the prayer. One of us has sort of a leaning or a feeling. She goes for it or I go for it. And then we just hang out in the comment section and pray for moms and do kingdom work on social media.
You know, it's so funny in the Moms in Prayer ministry. So often we feel like we're trying to convince moms that they need to pray, but really, actually, it's the felt needs that are going on inside of them, the things that are happening inside their houses that are causing them to want to pray, and God's doing the work of stirring them up too. That's what you're finding too.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're really finding is that when you start with the heart of the mother and you meet her needs, then she can sort of take whatever else comes up to the surface in her own situation to the Lord. You know, she starts with, yes, I do have my own relationship with him. I can speak directly to him. He sees me, but he also sees my other needs.
So let's talk about some of those prayers that have been probably the most meaningful ones that you've prayed over the last year together. Can you tell me some that come up to the top of your mind?
You know, something that my daughter has taught me is that there are unspoken needs in a woman's heart, a mama's heart, that she doesn't share. And one of those that we have found to be very profound in our prayer ministry is for mamas who have had a miscarriage or a stillbirth or infant loss. And it is so freeing when we pray for that. And we have had countless, just so many mamas who have responded that this was something that they felt they couldn't talk about so many ways. And yet here is a place where we are praying for them. And thousands, literally nightly, thousands of women are joining in to say to that prayer, yes, that happened to me as well. And this is how God is healing me too.
So we've seen needs like loss, and then, you know, specific loss like miscarriage and stillbirth and the loss of a child. But, you know, we've seen the grief carry into other areas of a mom's heart. And so anytime we deal with the mental load that she's carrying or an unhealed area of her heart, women respond because we want to be whole. We want to say, that was for me. Yes, God, give me peace. Yes, God, bring healing to my heart. Yes, God. And so needs like anxiety, depression, needs like loneliness or loss of joy, heavy things like that, that we address seem to have viral response from women sharing and saying, I know three or four other women in my circle who are experiencing this as well. But then we can't overlook the midnight moms, the true middle of the night moms who have a sick child or who are brand new newborn mamas. And those are the ones that say, thank you. Thank you for including me and giving me a place to share my heart.
I have one little example of just motherhood in general. The other day, I just felt led to pray for the mama who is lost in the laundry. Such an ordinary, just not a heavy need, just the mama lost in the laundry. And got such huge response. We reached that night, I think we reached over 2.5 million women in 24 hours. It's just an amazing response. And we probably had it shared, you know, 25,000 times within 24 hours. And I came up to Nashville, where Becky lives now, from Oklahoma. And I walked in her house and I looked to the right and I saw her laundry couch. And I said, oh, wow.
I was praying for my daughter and I didn't even know it.
She's been out on speaking tour and I, you know, I came up just to do the NRB with her and I was like, oh, wow. So
anyway, so it's so funny when we pray and sometimes we're praying for each other or specific friends of ours and they'll message us and say, did you know I was going through that?
Really? Or that I have four laundry baskets in my living room right now that need to be folded, you know?
Exactly.
You know what I think so interesting is that we're praying. We don't always have the answers for all of these deep needs of the mama's hearts, but we're offering a prayer to the Lord who has all these answers, right?
Exactly. So often in our prayers, we identify the need, we ask the Lord to meet her, and then we just say, Lord, bring peace, or bring rest, or bring hope, or bring joy back. The simple truth is that we just need Jesus. We just need him. Because, you know, when he comes into the room, he doesn't leave any part of his character or nature, you know, in the other room. He's not like, I'm going to come with strength, but you'll have to ask me to come back for joy. You know, he comes and he brings everything that we need. So simply by asking him to send his presence, to send his love, we know that he's going to take care of the rest.
That's rich. Okay, I want to read yesterday's prayer because I opened it up today just to find out what you guys had said. Mm-hmm. And this is the prayer. Tonight, we pray for the mama who feels like time is passing and she isn't enjoying her life enough. Lord, there's so much goodness around her, but she's often too busy keeping everyone else's world spinning that she doesn't get to stop and just take in the joy around her. Tonight, Lord, we ask you to give this mama moments to pause, to laugh, to breathe deeply, and thank you for all you're doing in her life. She's so grateful, but she's also just so busy. Remove the stress, anxiety, and distraction that steals the joy in her heart. Fill her with hope. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. I started laughing because I was like, They read my mail. It's so funny. You guys, this is just, isn't that the truth? It just feels like time is passing and we're just not enjoying it enough. That is prescriptive of motherhood, isn't mm-hmm. it?
It absolutely is. We laugh because it's true, but there's this deep guilt that I think so many of us experience. I am the one living my life and there should be more living happening in this life. And simply by saying, hey, that's how I feel. And then seeing that 30,000 other people said, hey, that's how I feel too, sort of takes the pressure of, well, if we all feel this way, God, what are you saying about that? What do you want us to do in our lives? How can you help each individual mom in their own way enjoy their life just a little bit more?
I love that. Okay, so answer that question. Susan, maybe you could be our mentor mom today. The world's spinning really, really fast, and it feels like maybe we're missing it sometimes. What can we do to slow this thing down and enjoy it a little more?
I think that as we pause every evening and gather about 8:30, I know that sounds so silly, but we get so many messages of women saying they wait all afternoon for that 8:30 prayer. And I think as we stop for just even one moment and reflect on how our hearts feel and what our day has been, sometimes that 1 minute is all they have. So I think just slowing, so we can't slow down time. I feel like it's speeding up even as I get older. But as I would mentor a young mother, I would just say, take a deep breath. And even when everybody tells you enjoy it because it's going so fast, you might not be able to stop and do that, but you'll remember it because you're actually living it.
That's good. That was so good. Becky, what are you doing? You're in the middle of it, just like I am. Kids hanging in every direction, and you're writing too. You're working outside of your home and inside of your home. What are you doing to slow this madness down?
I have recently been with a beautiful group of women who all shared how they reflect at the end of each day. And I think that is amazing. And I think having time in prayer at the end of the day and throughout the day is important. But, you know, I think in the craziness of modern motherhood, we have to learn to take short assessment of our heart and our surroundings and our feelings in real time. Everything happens right now in real time. I can turn on news. I don't have to wait until the nightly news. I can see what the weather is going to be this minute. I don't have to wait. You know, everything is happening in real time. And I think we're learning as mothers that our feelings are also happening in real time. And we can't always wait until the end of the day. We have to say, deep breath right here in the middle of this chaos. How am I feeling? And do those feelings line up with what God says is true? And if they don't, God is still good. He is still true. And I'm enjoying, I'm taking snapshots in my mind and back to the chaos. So it's just one of those things where we have to learn in the moment to be in the moment.
That's so rich. I know that there are moms that are listening that are struggling with prayer in general. I don't know what you guys are finding, but pretty much across the board as a ministry, women have a hard time learning how to pray and to settle themselves before the Lord. What do you say to the woman who's like, it is so hard for me to find 5 seconds to myself, let alone minutes to carve out to pray?
You know, I think in jumping in, I know mom's going to have something to share on this, but I have a fresh thought on this that I want to say. You know, Jesus is in the room. His love, his spirit, he's in the room with you. No matter if you're washing your dishes or taking care of something with your kids, he's not gone. He's with you all the time. And so we have a very specific picture of what prayer needs to be.
But my prayer very recently has just been, Jesus, help. Mm. He's right here. And so just interacting with him as if he's sitting right there, as if he's walking right here, as if I could pick up my phone and call my mom or call my friend, or I could have a conversation with the living God who has the answers and say, you know what to do with this kid. You know what to do about this situation. Do you have any strategy you'd like to share? I mean, prayer is just a conversation between two people. That's it. And praying has a lot to do with lifting up our hearts, but it has just as much to do with listening to what God is sharing from his heart.
I read so many years ago a book by a brother, Lawrence, it was his name, and he talked about how his life was a prayer. And I'm sure in prayer ministry, you're so familiar with that book, how everything that he did was a prayer, how he washed dishes and just every breath he prayed, he lived that life of communication with God. So I think for myself, I changed the word maybe prayer in my own heart a little bit to communication, which is just sometimes talking, sometimes sighing, sometimes singing, sometimes just breathing out the name of God, the names of God to prayer. And that changed my life. So when I talk about prayer for myself, I feel like whenever I'm awake, I am praying because I feel that constant communication with the Lord. And of course, there are those times in that wonderful, quiet prayer room, but not everyone is privileged to have that amount of time, you know. Mm-hmm. And I know that's so true. I'm just in that place where I can, so I do. But for those that don't and can't yet, your whole life, just breathe out his name. And it is sufficient sometimes.
That's so rich. Well, you guys have written a beautiful book called The Midnight Mom Devotional. It's so fun, full of prayers, just like the ones they would find on Facebook. One of the things I appreciate so much is I'm trying to shut my phone down at night, mm-hmm. to choose to be off of it. And that's why we can do Midnight Mom Devotional on Facebook in the morning if we want mm-hmm. to. That's just fine. But one of the rich things is that this is a great book to set next to the glider while you're nursing a baby, or maybe you are in a different season. You can put this on your nightstand while you're getting ready for bed and read a prayer for yourself or for others. Tell us about your heart for writing the Midnight Mom Devotional.
You know, as we were writing the Midnight Mom Devotional, we wanted it to be an extension of our online community. We wanted women to take this movement that's begun on the internet into their homes, into local parks as they gather and pray together, into their living rooms. We just wanted to expand what we had to offer. And so as we were praying, we thought about the moms that we've connected with on our social media platform. We thought about the moms that we had prayed for there. And then we thought about specific needs, you know, not just seasons, like for the mom of a teenager or the mom of a preschooler or the newborn mom, but for the mom who's recently lost their spouse or the mom who has a deployed spouse or who is deployed. We prayed for moms during the holidays, dealing with all sorts of new stressors. We prayed for moms in the toddler years and the moms in the empty nest years.
All of it. We tried to think of as many situations in motherhood that were unique that we could pray for, because one of the things we found were that our requests that come in over our messenger and email and all of the places were so many that we could not simply address them all every night, even in answers to specific prayers. So we just sat down and spent weeks and weeks and weeks compiling lists of what are the needs that we see and what are the needs that the Lord will show us now. And we put together 365 of them. I think we even put in one for February 29th.
We're so excited about that. Here's an extra one. So it's a bonus prayer.
And one of the fun things about the book is it does have an index. So if you're going through a situation, you can flip to the back of that book. If you have a child that's sick or in the hospital or has juvenile diabetes or heart disease, so many things, you can go to the index and find that prayer and send that prayer to someone if they need it too as well. It's a resource, a devotional and a resource for mamas.
I love this. At the bottom of each page, it says, tonight I'm praying this for... And I want to write me across some of those lines, right? And I want to write Abby, who's my next door neighbor, on the next line, you know? And this is just, they don't all have to fit you. Actually, hopefully you're praying for someone besides you too, yes, right?
That's the heart behind it. Yes, we wanted moms to think of themselves. Here's a cool picture. They all get their books, they open them up, they turn to February 25th, and they say, "Tonight we pray for the mama who feels all alone." And every mama holding that book who feels all alone knows that the thousands of other women who are praying with her and for her are praying for her that night. And if it's for her neighbor, they know the mama reading that prayer goes, "Oh, thousands of women are praying this for my neighbor, and they don't even know it." We're all praying it for that mom, and she's feeling it. She might not even know, you know, this massive group of women who are supporting her if they can't be there with her physically in prayer. And isn't even that so much better sometimes? So,
you guys, this has been so rich. And I know that our friends are going to want to connect with you. So they can find you on Facebook, especially. How can they do that?
Just type in Midnight Mom Devotional in your search bar or facebook.com/MidnightMomDevotional, and that'll take you right there. And yeah, the book's going to be available in stores in Target and Walmart and Sam's Club and Barnes & Noble and lots of great places online if they want to order online. We're just really excited to connect with moms who believe in prayer, and we know that your audience feels just the same way we do.
It's true. Becky, I'm wondering as we wrap up together, if you might pray for that mom who does feel a little weary today.
Absolutely. Well, Father, we thank you for the mama who feels weary. We thank you that you see her and you know her, Lord. You know her name and her address. You know where she is as she's listening to these words. And I pray that you would make your presence so known in this moment. I pray that as she takes a deep breath, she'd know you're that close. Thank you, Father, for seeing her and then not leaving her alone in her weariness. Thank you for sending help, people, hands to help lift her up, but also to help carry her load. Lord, if it's a mental exhaustion, Lord, we pray that there would be people in her life that she can share that mental load with. If it's a physical exhaustion, Lord, we pray that there would be hands that help carry whatever she's facing. And Lord, if it's just how she feels as a person right now, we pray that your spirit would carry her and love her and lead her carefully into the next season as you pour rest over her heart like only you can, God. Rest that's better than a long night's sleep. Rest that's better than a vacation. Rest that only you can provide for the weary mama's heart. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much. This was such a great conversation. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm telling you, those girls had my mail in that prayer. How about you? What do you often pray in the middle of the night? I'd love to hear about the scriptures God writes on your heart in those night hours. You can hashtag Moms in Prayer or at Moms in Prayer or at Leanine Heiss, and we can join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. We do daily prayers too, but you already know that if you follow Moms in Prayer on social media. If not, jump on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, or Twitter. You'll be so glad you did. Last, I want to directly ask you to give to Moms in Prayer. There's so much more we want to do. Moms who want to pray but just don't know how, and some of that is slowed down by a financial need. It's easy to give by jumping on our website at momsinprayer.org or texting the word steward to 41444. That's the word steward, S-T-E-W-A-R-D, to the number 41444. Pray about it, will you, friend? Just a reminder that our show notes for today's episode and more about today's guests can be found at the blog at momsinprayer.org. Moms are making the difference. Moms awake in the middle of the night. Moms just like you. See you next week.